6:48 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, an absolutely horrifying story up in Exeter, New Hampshire. It's not just local. It has now gone viral. It has gone national. And I got to tell you, it is it's causing outrage. It's causing horror. It's causing shock. I know I was when I read the story. So I want to ask all of you, do you think it was appropriate for the school officials in Exeter, New Hampshire, to brand, that's what they did, literally brand, unvaccinated students or students who were vaccinated but did not show up with a vaccine card, a passport, with numbers, black pen, black was the color for the people who are unvaccinated, and write on a black pen and to number them, and then to have them followed throughout the entire night. And as an example, after three dances, they had to put up their hands, and underclass students would come in. Who were you dancing with? Who's that person? Give me the name. This person's name. Follow them to the punch bowl. Find out who they're speaking to. Monitor them. Track them. Surveil them. This is eerily similar to what happened in Nazi Germany. It is. In fact, that's what's causing so much of the horror and the outrage. Even Jewish groups are saying, my God, how tone deaf could they be in Exeter? I mean, the only thing missing was, why don't you just, instead of using a Sharpie pen, just tattoo the numbers on the forearms, as the Nazis did at Auschwitz. That's the only difference. To single out a group of people, this time not based on their race or ethnicity, but on their vaccination status. And to shame them and humiliate them, and in a sense pressure them, humiliate them into taking a vaccine by treating them this way. Now, I guess the question I want is, it's a double barrel question. If this was your child, what would you do? What would you do? And secondly, is this the reason why we're not teaching history to our kids? Because Karl Marx famously said this, take away a people's history and their knowledge of history and you can control them. And so are we not teaching Holocaust? We're not teaching American history, obviously, but we're not even teaching Western history, European history, a Holocaust history. Are we not teaching Holocaust history because ultimately this is where the Marxists want to take us, where the radical left wants to take us? They want to start numbering the people that they believe are their enemies or their opponents. And so was it just a question of these people being too dumb, too ignorant? They don't know what they're doing. They don't realize the consequences and the implications, the historical implications of what they're doing. Or do they know and they just don't care? Because ultimately, that's the road they want us to go down. 617-266-6868 is the number. Should students at the prom be now marked, those who are unvaccinated, and should they be tracked and surveilled and be separated from those that are vaccinated? 617-266-6868 is the number. I'm telling you, this is not the kind of society I want to live in. Not for me, not for my children, and not for your children. This is medical apartheid, and I'm sorry, this is medical fascism. That term is always used. This time, it's really appropriate. All that was missing were the gas ovens. 617-266-6868 is the number. Agree, disagree. Let's go to the blazing phone lines. Joanne in Norwood, you're going to start us off, Joanne. Thanks for holding and welcome.
Hey, Jeff, they need to raise bulldozers up there in New Hampshire. You have live free and die, fireworks, guns, tattoos, whatever they want. And I'm appalled as a parent my kids are older, and that they are just like sheep, that they just went along with it. I don't get that.
Oh, Joanne, you mean that the kids, the high school kids, that the students went along with it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a very interesting point. Joanne, do you think they should have called their parents and said, you know, Mom, Dad, they want to number me. They want to, like, I don't know, like, I'm a piece of meat. They want to brand me, and they want to number me, and they want to follow me. And, you know, Mom, Dad, can you come and get me? Can you come and talk to the school? Instead, they just, like, sheep. You're right. They just went along with it.
Right, right. I have one of my children. I have ages from 40, 39, 30 with autism, a 25-year-old daughter. I raised bulldozers, Jeff. I know my parents' history. They knew their grandparents' history and their great-grandparents' history. But my 25-year-old, when she was 16, she signed herself out of what she called the government schools. She signed herself out. You know what she did? She went and got a GED, and she went to college, and she received a degree. She's just fine. But she's not a sucker, a sap, or a sheep, or someone to be trampled on.
Oh, God bless
okay?
you. Joanne, God bless her.
And Jeff, and that's an important thing, too. You're right.
Joanne, if you don't mind me asking, are you Jewish by any chance?
No, I'm a dirty Catholic.
No, it's just...
Okay?
No, it's just because when you said our history, I thought you meant like the Holocaust. But no, that's okay. Go ahead. Please, go ahead, Joanne.
No, I'm a dirty Catholic. My great-grandfather came here from Italy. My grandfather served in World War One. My mother came here after he died. Oh, no. My mother talked about all of that, all of the history, all of the European history, and why her grandparents, all these people came here. Okay?
Joanne, God bless you, and God bless your kids. You've done a great job. They sound like wonderful kids. I say that affectionately. Wonderful children. Wonderful daughters and sons. 617-266-6868 is the number. You know, I haven't gotten a call from New Hampshire. Have you noticed that, Christian? Sandy? Usually we get a lot, I mean, obviously we have a lot of calls from Mass and around the country, but usually we get a lot of calls from New Hampshire. And I'm just curious why. And I want to ask the people in New Hampshire, specifically everyone, but are you okay with this? You know, and why, you know, that's a very good point by Joanne. Why didn't those students contact their parents and say, Mom, Dad, you're not going to believe what they're doing to us here? And Christian's theory is it's social media. There is so much peer pressure now on social media, you must get the jab. If you don't get the jab, you're not a good person. You're a threat. You're going to get us all killed. You're selfish. There is so much conformity now, so much groupthink. And I think many of them were just cowed and, okay, brand me. Literally, put numbers on me, write down a number, and you follow me throughout the entire prom, all night. And after three dances, I put my hand up, and you check who I danced with. And, you know, the only thing missing was, papers, please. Papers. Show me your papers. 617-266-6868. The staff, the administrators, the teachers at Exeter in New Hampshire should be ashamed of themselves. Ashamed of themselves. 617-266-6868. Anthony in Middleton. Thanks for holding, Anthony, and welcome.
Jeff, two things. First of all, I got a 14-year-old daughter who was confronted by a teacher who asked her if she was going to get the shot. The teacher was just asking, you know, not demanding, just saying, hey, who's going to get the shot? My daughter said no. And the teacher says, well, what's your problem? My daughter says, well, what are you so afraid of? If you already got the shot, you should be vaccinated against me because I'm not getting it. That's the first thing my kids have been taught to respond to anybody who asks them. Second of all, Exeter is part of the liberal cities and towns, Dover, Portsmouth, and those kids were nothing but sheep. My 14-year-old daughter would have jumped up on the stage and started a nightmare for those teachers. If Exeter doesn't demand the resignation of the superintendent, the principal, and all the teachers involved, then Exeter is lost. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Anthony, and God bless you. Looks like you're doing a great job with your daughters as well. 617-266-6868. Okay, I want to go to Karen in New Hampshire. But before I do, let me just throw this very small log on the fire. let's leave the vaccine out just for a second. Okay, let's, as I like to say, let it go. Let's put it off the table for a second. What if it was STDs? I mean, forgive me, but, you know, that's, it's personal medical information. And what if the school said, no, we're going to leave a piece of paper outside with the student's first and last name, and we're going to reveal, does the person have AIDS? Does the person have herpes, syphilis, gonorrhea, whatever? And this was now public knowledge. Can you imagine the outrage? Rightly so, by the way. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if they come in and say, excuse me, do you have an STD? Well, because, you know, I don't know, you may get other students infected. Do you have AIDS? Do you have HIV? Do you have a sexually transmitted disease? Oh, you do? We're going to number you. We're going to, and a Sharpie pen. Give me the Sharpie pen. Black. We use black. So black for AIDS. What is it? Green for syphilis, orange for herpes, whatever. And we're going to number you. And we're going to monitor and we're going to track you because, hey, I don't know what the hell's going on. You're kissing somebody on the dance floor. You guys go to the side somewhere in the corner or you know, outside, whatever. I don't know. Hey, no. That's a public health menace. That's a public health threat. You think the liberals would stand for this for one freaking second? So if we would never do it with STDs, why are we doing it with vaccines? And where are the parents? How come nobody is speaking out? Or there are some, but how come more aren't speaking out? If this was your child, what would you do? 617-266-6868. Karen in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Karen, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning to all of you.
Hi.
I first heard about this yesterday. I'm a neighbor of Exeter, let's say. I was so outraged. I shouldn't be surprised because liberal insanity, I do think it starts with fear because it's fear of the wrong thing and fear of control, just like we see all over, you know, and then they use that as an excuse to do anything. But the technology is so out of control that they do plan to put the contact tracing on everyone because they must destroy us to make us truly into serfs, into their slaves. And so they have to destroy your ID. But they have started with, you know, your, you know, youngest, the most vulnerable, of course, like always, you know, they start with the children and they are under assault. And we'd better all get up and do what we need to. When I called the school, they just passed me off to the SAU, had nothing to say for themselves. But the school board, you know, people that think that this is fine, that this is okay, and this is how children are supposed to be, like little North Korean soldiers, that, you know, just say that that is not the path to freedom.
Karen, oh, you're dead on. Karen, you're absolutely dead on. Karen, where, this is what I guess this is what I can't wrap my mind around. There was no teacher there, no administrator, no staff member, no parent that was involved in, you know, in the setting up of the prom that said, hey, this is literally mimicking what was done to prisoners in Nazi Germany, putting numbers on them, marking them, branding them, following them, surveilling them. Karen,
right.
Are they that ignorant? Is it, no, seriously, is it just that we have so dumbed down our society, like we don't know the past anymore and they have no clue the similarities? Or is it that they know, but they don't care because they want to turn us, as you put it, into a good little North Korean children or whatever, good little Nazis?
And I think that I've been thinking for a while, absolute ignorance is what we're seeing. And it's really, it starts, you know, slowly and incrementally like everything. But when you give your whole mind over to the media that is so corrupt, you know, what do you really expect? And they are so arrogant and also so ignorant. And the science is totally lacking. You know, the top people in the world that are scientists that dare to oppose this mass vaccination, they do believe that this is going to cause the mutations that are going to cause a far worse things, you know, and there's a lot of science on the side that it's really extremely dangerous to be vaccinated with something that is not a vaccine. It was never needed. It never should have been emergency certified, because hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, we do have the things that can either be used as a preventative, or, you know, they can be used as a cure. Bingo. At really, even at late stages.
Bingo. So, Karen, great call. Thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868 is the number. What would you do if this was your child? And why do you think at Exeter, the school officials decided to do this? Are they just ignorant of the past? Or do they know what they're doing? And it's exactly, that's what they want. That's the path they want this on. They want us to now start separating the unvaccinated from the vaccinated, and to shame them and to brand them, and eventually to persecute and harass them. 617-266-6868. Gary in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Gary, and welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, Gary.
You okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can, perfectly clear. I'm driving. So, yes. So, you know, I'm a longtime Republican, and how I realized I was a Republican was I had no politics at home, but quickly realized I'm a fiscal conservative, but I don't care how anybody lives. So now, you know, years go by and you realize what's going on in the world. And like this situation, someone clearly decided at Exeter that this was perfectly fine without checking with anybody. So I look at all the situations we see and hear, and it's these little pieces that just keep accumulating, whether it's, you know, something like this small event. And what gets to me is that there's no Republican response. You know, we talk about it, we make some noise, and then the next day it's something new. But if it was the Democrats, you'd have someone come in and say, this is against the law, there would be a lawsuit filed, and there would be some action. And, you know, I look at it, and I'll give you another example. When Trump was in office, he would sign an executive order. And immediately the next day there'd be a restraint.
A lawsuit would be filed to block it. You're completely right.
It would stop him from progressing. You know, Biden signs 35 executive orders. Not a peep. It's a small resistance and it goes away. And I look at him like, where is the resistance? The Democrats are so far ahead. You know, they never talk about issues. They have strong, it's always a boogeyman that they blame, and they cause this rift. And unfortunately, we talk about it because that's all we have to do, but there's no action. And, you know, it's every day. It's like, oh, something new. And here's the Exeter. We loop back to Exeter. I'm like, here's another event. It occurs. It's small. You look at it, you go, what the heck? And nothing's done again. It goes away. There's a new event tomorrow.
Gary, you're on fire. Gary, I want to ask you this, okay, because you're making brilliant points. Where are the parents? And Gary, I want to ask you this. Say that was your daughter or your son. And, you know, they come home and they go, Dad. They go, Dad, I went to the prom. We didn't take the vaccine. Or I did. We took the vaccine, but I didn't show my vaccine card. We didn't bring it because they told us it was optional. And Dad, they branded me. Dad, they put a number on me. Here's the number. They put a number on me, Dad. And basically, they were implying I should be ashamed of myself. And then they had these underclass students, Dad. They were following me the whole night. And I danced a few dances. And I had to put up my hand. And I danced a few more. I had to put up my hand again. And they asked me, who was I dancing with? And they took everybody's name. And they were watching me, monitoring me. Dad, I went to the punch bowl. There he was. I went to the bathroom. There he was. I went to get a sandwich or whatever. There he was. What would you, honestly, Gary, as a parent, what would you do? Would you not be calling up the school, and I mean just ringing the phone off the hook and saying, the principal, the superintendent who organized this, I want a meeting, I want a conversation, not today, not tomorrow, yesterday.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, you know, I realize, hey, just like any other town, you know, you come home, you go in your house, you know your neighbors, you'd end up doing this as an individual, and you knew when you went there you'd get nothing. You'd get the runaround. So it's, you're left with, and I'll tell you what, I would, it would bother me, these one events, that it would stay with me for the rest of my life thinking, what the heck, why didn't I do something, you know? But you're not informed. These guys know they're just going to drop it on people, and they have no reaction. And then when they're done, who's going to go get a lawyer, and how much money are you going to throw at this? You're going to go, what am I going to get in the end? Tomorrow, it'll be gone off the papers. So you could go to your local paper and write an editorial, but it's such a small voice that you're like, here we go again. I'm just, you know, it's got to be bigger than one person. And that's
agree.
The thing. You go,
no, I agree. Gary, thank you very much for that call. No, that's where the parents come in. That's where the parents, I'm sorry, but that's, you know, it's on the parents. Look, they're high school kids. I say it affectionately. They're high school students. I know they're young women, they're young men, they're graduating. It's their prom. They're going to go off to college or go off to work or go off to trade school or whatever. But come on. I mean, you know, let's be honest. You know, they're 17, 18, whatever it is. It's the parents. The parents have to come in and say, did you see what they did to our Jenny? Did you see what they did to your Jimmy? And the parents united have to go into that school, and I mean, you give them the business. You give it to them with both barrels, and the parents should come together, get a lawyer, and sue the hell off of that school. Because that's, trust me, that's going to make national headlines, and that's going to teach other schools, hey, you know what? Let's not do this. We're going to lose. We're going to get our heads handed to us. Instead, like sheep, we all take it. That's the problem. Now, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to, you know, whip people up. I'm just being honest with you. Imagine being one of those students. Imagine the humiliation. This is supposed to be one of the biggest. I remember my prom. I remember Grace's prom. I took her. We were together. It's one of the biggest nights of your life. It's a great memory. You're commemorating a huge historic milestone. And you get a number branded onto you? You get followed? You get surveilled? Because of your vaccination status? This is going to mark these kids for the rest of their lives. Joe in Exeter. Great. Joe, thanks for holding and welcome.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, Joe.
So, I work in Exeter, and I work in the public eye in Exeter, and I don't agree with a lot of the things that I see on a daily basis while I'm going to get lunch or just traveling to different areas of the town. So, to answer the question as to why these parents haven't basically stepped forward, correct?
Yes.
As, you know, in retaliation of their kids being marked like sheep. So the thing is that these parents condone it. They allow it. These are the parents that are running around the parkways with their dogs, wearing masks next to brackish water that is high and low tide, outside having a blast. But they're running with masks on. And if they're not going to allow themselves to breathe, why would they allow their kids to breathe?
Oh, Joe, can you hang on, please? I want to continue this conversation. I'm up against a short break. We're going to come back to Joe in Exeter. Ay, ay, ay. More with your calls next. /7:18 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, I want to go back to Joe in Exeter, riveting phone call. Before I do, though, just to quickly reset, because we have new listeners coming in at this time. Huge story, in fact, a horrific story. It has caused shock and outrage, not just in New Hampshire, but now across the country. In Exeter, New Hampshire, at the high school prom, this was a couple nights ago, students arrived with what should have been one of the greatest nights of their lives. And those that were either unvaccinated or vaccinated but did not show a vaccination card or a vaccine pass were marked with a Sharpie pen, a black Sharpie pen, and they were numbered, like you'd brand cattle or sheep. And then they were followed throughout the entire night by underclass students for contact tracing purposes, I guess, where they had to constantly raise their hands after three or four dances. And then these underclass students would mark down who they were dancing with, the names, the full names of the individuals. They were tracked throughout the entire prom night. After the event, a list of all of the students who attended was left on the table, first name, last name, and yes, their private medical information, whether they were vaccinated or not vaccinated. If you were a parent, what would you say? What would you do? Let's go back to Joe in Exeter. Joe works in Exeter. He works in the public system in Exeter. He was telling us how he's not surprised this happened on Monday night, my bad, that this happened on Monday night, that in fact, he says, blame many of the parents. And Joe, you were describing them. They're out jogging. They're out walking their dogs outside, and they're all wearing masks. Please pick up where you left off, Joe.
Yes, that's correct. So there's also probably the number one private school in the nation, which Phillips Exeter Academy is also in here. Phillips Exeter Academy owns over 90% of this town. This town is tiny, and they view themselves as a miniature Portsmouth. So the thing is that I would say upwards of 95%+ of the adults in this town are, yes, Democrat. So, and I see it everywhere. Now, what people don't realize about this number one private school is actually they set up what I call FEMA camp. It's a couple of portable, I guess, dormitory rooms, probably about 40 rooms, a couple of portable trailers that they haven't had to utilize much. But most of those children that are at Phillips Exeter Academy are Asian. They come over here. Lots of money, high-end school, a lot of, government federal officials have come out of that school, a lot of doctors, a lot of people that go to Phillips Exeter Academy, go to eventually Tufts or MIT or Harvard. The thing is that the way that they conduct themselves is, I mean, these children, they're crossing acres and acres a day outside, going across streets with, caution lights. Everybody stops. Everybody's very polite in this town. But when I'm watching just the normal interaction, whether it be businesses, people going into businesses, or people walking their dogs, they'll walk way out of their way, even if their mask is on, 10 feet away from each other, to tiptoe away from each other around the sidewalk. There is so much fear mongering in this town. It blows my mind.
Incredible. Incredible. Joe, before I let you go, the students that were unvaccinated, right? You'd think, right? Most liberals, they want to vaccinate their kids. They can't wait to get them all, jabbed up. So the parents that were, their kids were unvaccinated. Are you saying that the peer pressure is so immense? It's such a Democrat town that if they open their mouths or complain, they figure they're going to be ostracized and marginalized. So better keep quiet. Is that the mentality?
The thing is that these kids don't know any different. Their parents control their lives, so they're told what to do. Just like sitting at the dinner table without their phone. So if the parent mandates their own home laws, I guess, a lot of these kids they're not even going to think twice about it. And so they allow it to happen at this so-called prom, and then they go home and tell the parents, and the parents are like, oh, okay, well, that's a good thing, Billy.
Bingo, Joe, great call. Thank you for that call. Yeah, he nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. In other words, yeah, they're doing contact tracing, Billy. Good for them. Bravo. They're taking all these precautions, Billy. Yeah, they're branding you like sheep. Yeah, I know the Nazis did it with prisoners in concentration camps. I know, Billy, but that's okay. Don't worry about it, okay? They marked you up. They numbered you. They spied on you. They surveilled on you. Hey, that's what good communists do. Relax, Billy. Okay, it's okay, Billy. It's a good thing, Billy. School is doing the right thing. Bingo. He nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. So let me ask you, it's the Cooner Country poll question of the day, sponsored by Kelly Financial Services. So Exeter prom students who were unvaccinated were now numbered and followed at their prom. What's your reaction? Seriously, is your reaction, you know, A, what the bleep? In other words, outrage? Or so what? Indifferent. What is your reaction? A, what the bleep? Outrage. B, so what? Indifference. You can vote on our webpage, wrko.com/Kuhner, K-U-H-N as in Nancy, E-R, or you can vote, as always, we're up on Gab. Please follow me there. I love it. Parler, I'm back there on Parler. We're still on Twitter, all three of them, at the Kuhner Report, K-U-H-N as in Nancy, E-R. CJ in Boston, what say you, CJ?
What say me, Jeff? What I say is that if any knowledge that these parents had that this was going to happen to their children, those parents should be charged with child abuse. Each and every one of those administrators who had knowledge of this should be immediately fired. And if I were a parent, I don't know where they are. I don't know where Morgan and Morgan is, but I'd be calling an attorney for violating the HIPAA laws. You know, you mentioned, and you're absolutely right, that's what they did to the Jews. First they isolated the Jews, then in slow steps they disenfranchised them, they imprisoned them, and then they destroyed them.
CJ, please hang on. I want to pick this up on the other side. You are on fire, my friend. More with CJ. I'm going to take all of your calls. What do you think needs to be done now, if anything? 617-266-6868. Your calls next. .731 on the great WRKO, Jeff Kuhner, Boston's bulldozer. Lines are loaded. Let's go back to CJ in Boston. CJ, you are making absolutely brilliant points that this clearly violates HIPAA laws, that there should be a massive lawsuit, that everyone who was involved at that prom night event should be fired and held accountable. And then you made a very interesting point, that this is starting to look like what the Nazis did to the Jews. CJ, could you elaborate on that point, please?
It doesn't look like it, Jeffrey. It is what they did to the Jews. And it's worth repeating that they first isolated the Jews, then slow steps disenfranchised them, they imprisoned them, and then they destroyed them. So what is next instead of a magic marker number on your child's hands? Are they going to put permanent stamps and permanent numbers on their wrists? These are human rights violations. Never mind getting a lawyer. In my opinion, and I'm not a lawyer, these are human rights violations to label and stamp young children as though they're cattle, sheep, or Jews going to the gas chambers. But these are the things that are being allowed because there's no pushback from anyone. Each and every one of these people need to be fired in that school system that were involved in this, Jeffrey. And as I said, I would be calling Morgan & Morgan or another good law firm and to see what's going on. But they're allowing this to happen. Somebody had mentioned masks. Now, most of us that have the knowledge that these masks are no good are in agreement. They are no good. So you turn on your television and they're still being advertised. And we know all the brands that are being advertised. So with Attorney General Mara Haley and her consumer division, where are the attorney generals in the 50 states throughout this country that are not telling these people you cannot advertise a product that's not worth? This is a continued thing, but the push is on here for young children. There is a move by one of these vaccine companies to get approval for children 16 and 17 years old without their parents' approval to get this vaccine. Moreover, as you're aware, Governor DeSantis of Florida and the governor of Texas are fighting the CDC on whether or not they have the authority to steamship operators and these operators of ships who will be leaving Florida to ask for people whether or not they've been vaccinated or not. So you have made the point that if I'm not vaccinated and you are, so what's the big deal? What are you worried about? What this is all about is I believe that the pharmaceutical companies have had influence, and I would like to know if that stimulus money, that were the billions that were given to the airline industry and to these industries, steamship companies and these tourist industries, whether or not that money was being used to pressure these people into forcing people to either get vaccinated or to not use their services.
Ah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. CJ, thank you very much for that call. No, I mean, well, they're doing it in the cruise ship industry. They want to do it in the airline industry. No vaccine, no cruise. No vaccine, you don't fly. And so they're trying to force people against their will to take the jab. And now they're doing it through branding, numbering, shaming, humiliating, isolating, persecuting. That's what this is, harassing at schools. And to me, if I'm a parent, my child is not a piece of cattle. My child is not some sheep that you can just brand with a number and shame the poor child. Because, by the way, that at that age, they have no business taking a vaccine. But let that go. 617-266-6868. John on the North Shore. Thanks for holding, John, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Did you talk this morning? I didn't tune in until about 7, about the myocarditis report yesterday.
About the what report yesterday?
Myocarditis, the heart enlargement in the teenagers and the...
I didn't report on it, but no, we can talk about it now that the CDC is admitting that they say it's rare, but they're surprised, shocked, their words, that you have young kids, teenagers, with massive heart inflammation as a reaction to taking the jab. And at the same time, they're trying to pressure every student to take a vaccine. It's sick.
Well, it's interesting, Jeff. So, you know, they had predictive models when they did the vaccine testing. And so the myocarditis in the adolescents and the, you know, in the teenagers are very high. And so what they're doing is they're having an emergency meeting next Thursday. I think it's the 18th. I'm not exactly sure of the date. And their medical advisory board is going to get together and make a recommendation. So in the meantime, not one media outlet has talked about this. Don't you think some parents would like to know about this, that it's this big of a problem, and that, you know, it's such an emergency, they're not going to meet on it for a week, right? So, you know, what happens between now and next Thursday, because nobody's hearing about this, some 17-year-old, you know, goes and gets a shot and ends up, you know,
dies of a heart attack. Yeah, it dies of a massive stroke or cardiac arrest.
And you know the numbers are much larger than what they're saying. They're saying it's like 800 or 900 people, and many of them are several in intensive care. There's a lot of them that are hospitalized. And so I just think these parents are being so irresponsible to get their children vaccinated when there's 0% chance of any, you know, any death or anything like that. And these types of things could potentially happen. But I am just appalled that the mainstream media is not reporting on this story. Tucker Carlson did a good 15-minute segment on it last night that was excellent.
Oh, yeah, no, and John, thank you very much for that call. No, I'll tell you why, and it's an open secret, because the media is bought and paid for by Big Pharma. And don't even take my word for it. Look at the ads. Look at the ads. Look at CNN. Look at Fox. Look at MSNBC. I don't care. Look at the broadcast news, if you ever watch it. Look at the commercials. It's all, every second ad is Big Pharma. So look at the ads in the New York Times. Look at the ads in the Wall Street Journal. Look at the ads in the Washington Post. Look at the ads in the Boston Globe. The only advertising they get practically now, it's either nonprofits, i.e. George Soros or whatever, his groups, or it's Big Pharma. So without Big Pharma, they can't financially exist. So Big Pharma literally owns the media. That's why they won't report on this. And you're completely right. I want all of you to understand. It's not Jeff Kuhner. It's not Jeff Kuhner citing a study or reports or whatever. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, themselves say that there is an unusual amount. They still say it's relatively rare, obviously, but still it's an unusually high amount of teenagers who, when they take either Moderna or Pfizer in particular, are getting massive heart inflammation. Many of them are getting heart attacks. Some are dying. They're dying. Forgive me, they're dropping dead of an enlarged heart. And so they've called an emergency meeting. Now, this emergency meeting, kids are dying, but they're going to wait a week to have this emergency meeting. And he's completely right. No one in the entire establishment corporate media, because it's all about money now, it's all about profits, will not report this. Now, he's right. Don't you think parents should know this? Especially if there's this huge push and massive pressure to vaccinate now everyone from 12 to 18. Now, and this is the ultimate point. No one under the age of 18, or I believe it's like one or two, it's infinitesimally small, has died from the coronavirus. Anyone under the age of 18, listen to me, please. Your child has a 6 times greater chance of dying from the flu or pneumonia, 6 times, than from dying from the coronavirus. So why would you want your child to take the vaccine? There's no need. There's literally no need. They have an immunity system that will prevent them from dying or getting seriously ill from the corona, from COVID-19. So why would you risk your child's health? And this is another thing. You know, yes, in terms of the tens and tens, and now it's over 100 million, what is it, 150 million that are vaccinated. 800, 900, 1,000 dead is relatively small. But I mean, what if it was your child? What if it was my child? My child, not, they're both under 12. So technically they can't get the vaccine. But imagine, you know, my Ashton is, you know, just humor me, is 4 or 5 years older. That's not a statistic to me. That would tear my heart out. That would destroy me. I'm serious. I can't imagine life without my kids. So you're playing with the lives of children. And you're putting so much pressure on them. You're going to mark them. You're going to put a freaking number on them, a la Nazi Germany, and on their prom night. And then they can't do 3 dances without putting up their hands and saying, come on down. And some idiot there, some underclass student, is like, okay. And what's your name again? Jim Smith. Okay. My friends, this is fascism, and it must be stopped, and stopped now.